We are back once again. It's Asian Cult Cinema.
Take two.
Yeah. I keep wanting to call it my other show because my brain's fried.
Indie Circuit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is Asian Cult Cinema.
This is Slow Asian Cult Cinema Robot Indie Circuit.
Sure is.
Two All Dimension.
That. And more. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And this is the show dedicated to bringing you all kinds of Asian cult cinema, the name might imply.
Lately, we've been making many trips to the Philippines, and we've
I think
so
we should
again.
Take a break from that after this week. I think we should take a break from the Philippines for a little while.
They have a lot of great exploitation that they was done in the 60s and 70s. But yes.
like all genre, this one's starting to become a mush in my brain. My brain's kind of the beast in the jungle stuff is kind
of. Well, this was a combination of, like, The Most Dangerous Game
and
Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of mix them up, you know, but there are themes that run through the Philippines, and if you watch a lot of the movies, you will definitely remember them and revisit them, and the actors you will see over and over again, Vic Diaz and Bruno Punzalan.
They certainly had their stable that they went to, you know.
Yeah, English speaking.
Like very much like, you know.
Go-to
like
guys.
Adam Sandler has his stable of guys that are in every Sandler
like
movie.
Well, Corman had his guys.
Corman had his stable
Dick
of guys.
Miller, Jonathan Hayes, you know, whatever. They had their guys that they were reliable.
That's
know.
The thing. These guys, I guarantee it's like, they show up all the time. They're ready to go. You've now made it into the stable. Like, just show up.
You got Vic Diaz. You always need a sleazy cop, a crazy vampire. You know.
What do you call them? Pigs? I'm no pig. You're like, oh, I think you are. But whatever. You know.
Yeah, so this week's episode is Super Beast.
Super Beast.
1972.
Not El Super Beasto.
No, that's a different movie.
That's Rob Zombie's I like it. I don't think you like it.
You
didn't like it. I like it a lot.
I watched part of it. I was like, ew. Yeah, that was it.
That was such an oddity. Yeah, he's
a freak.
You know, Rob Zombie does a lot for the horror genre. He's a major player in it, you know, as far as his music was always based in that, which is cool. You know, those guys have that love for the B movies, for the heavy, or, you know, for the horror movies. But he really kind of transitioned into being that director and doing stuff for that genre. Like it or not, I'm not a big horror guy, but I kind of respect what he's doing as far as, you know, he's trying to keep it alive, trying to move it forward as much as he can.
I mean,
you know?
As much as I like some of what he does, some of his movies comes off as like a horror version. Well, I'm not going to put the guy down because I like he's got his heart's in the right place. But it's kind of like a horror version of Quentin Tarantino.
Sometimes
he gets cool people in the
movie. He's homaging the heck out of stuff,
But his heart's in the right place.
That's what I think. I kind of think he's genuine.
His black heart's in the right place, I should say.
Nice. I always think he's genuine. Of all the people that you hear talk or on these stuff, I was like, well,
his music's pretty cool, though.
Oh, his music's really cool. I don't have very much of it, but I always liked it.
The White Zombie stuff.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. There's a lot of bands like that where I really like them. And I go, I wonder why I don't have more of them. And I was like, I don't know. And I never go, I'm not going to go out and buy his whole catalog. But, you know, he does some crazy stuff.
Yeah. But no, getting back to this movie.
Yes,
this is
movie.
Super Beast from 1972 with Antoinette Bauer and Craig Littler, who basically did a lot of television. If you look through the credits, they did a lot of TV work. And what I was telling you is that Craig Littler's his best known performance is probably he's the guy who said, "Excuse me, sir, would you like some Grey Poupon?" That would be his most famous. He was a bit younger. He was a lot younger in this. This being 72, but
that's amazing. You said that, and I was like, "What?" Like I couldn't even keep a straight face when you. I was like, "What are you talking about?" Oh my god! If you don't know what we're talking about, that means you have cartilage in your knees because you're young.
Yes.
Enjoy that. But also go onto YouTube and look up Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon.
It was a commercial series from like mid 80s.
Yeah.
That's probably like 83 through 87. Like, pardon me, do I have a Grey Poupon? Like, it was like a Rolls Royce pulls up to another Rolls Royce.
Like a fancy mustard.
Yeah. You're like, wow, how arrogant. But it was very pop culture from that time.
Yes, and that line is, you know, very familiar. It was used in B-movies, too. You know, snarky comments or whatever. So
funny.
But yeah, like, I mean, there's themes in this that are the same as, like, the Twilight people, you know.
All of them. All those
Mad
like
Doctors and Blood Island. It's and like, stuff it's like that. Except for the vampire one. The vampire one was a little bit different.
Yeah, that was a little different.
But yeah.
This one, one of the things I was like, what are we doing here? This, I didn't understand. I'm glad it settled in and just became a movie. Because the first was like this collage of vignettes that had... They seemed like they were nonsense. It was like, 1 minute we're in Manila. Up, 1 minute we're in Philippines. Up, 1 minute we're in someplace else. And it was just like these things. And you're like, what are we doing here? Why?
It was very much you didn't know what the hell was going on.
At all.
Like, you don't know what's going on until about half an hour into the movie.
I was suffering from... like, you know...
Confusion.
Attention deficit disorder. That's what this movie had at first. And then about like minute like 12, it just settles in and becomes like a Philippines movie. And I was like, oh, thank God. I gotta rest. I'm exhausted from these jumping from place to place to place. And then finally we're on the airplane, and then, oh, here we are. And you're like,
okay. It starts off with some crazy guy and a woman. They're running through the jungle.
Yeah.
And they're like running like maniacs. You know, and then
her boobs flopping around.
Yeah, they did. I don't remember seeing that on the TV print, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, the lady that's following her was obviously just some gal from the village, and she's running behind this guy, and she's just topless. Well, one side is hanging out. Just, I think they were just like, I just show some breasts, and she's like, okay, whatever, you know.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
So I'll never see this movie, and neither will anyone in my family, so I don't care.
So all of a sudden the woman like takes off, and the guy's on his own. Running through the jungle, and all of a sudden a truck stops, and he sees him, and he walks up to the guy, and then the man, the run through the jungle, just takes the guy out of the car and just throws him like a rag doll, and gets in the car and heads to the airport. And he gets to the airport, and I don't know if this was a scene where they're shooting or whatever, but he goes into the airport, and he runs inside. And he goes into a bathroom or something. And I don't know if he was trying to transform or whatever. And he, like, kills a guy in the bathroom.
Yeah, because this guy's, like, trying to get away from him. And you're like, do they know each other? Like, it was ill-defined and confusing to me. I was like, what are we doing?
And then it cuts to a scene where it's like, all of a sudden you see a plane landing, right? A plane, emergency landing of a plane. Because there was some guy on the plane terrorizing him. And he comes down. The people are running because I guess the crazy guy actually got on the airplane. You know,
I guess he took that guy's credentials.
Yeah, yeah.
Murdered
which
him
wasn't really explained. So he got on the airplane and he started going bananas on the plane. All of a sudden you see the plane, emergency landing, lands on the Manila airport. All of a sudden the doors open and people like are flying out of there. Like if somebody cut the world's worst... you know, fart or whatever. You know, they're like flying out of there, like, ah.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, right. Well, that was the other movie.
I know. Yeah, yes. Yeah, so it's Peter Graves' Mania running wild.
So the army's out there, and all of a sudden, after all the people are gone, you see them shooting into the plane, and you know, the cuts to now we get to the montage of like, you know, Manila, here, there, whatever.
France, I think, was in there. I don't even know. I can't remember them.
And then it's like and then you see a plane and a woman's landing, and she's with another guy, and she's a famous doctor or whatever, and he's to explain to her what's going on. They might be some kind of a plague or something.
Yeah, but the weird thing was, and you didn't find this out till later. There's a guy, he's like, I'm going there for business, too.
That's
he's
right,
like
she
hitting
meets,
on
she
her.
Meets a guy on the plane, yeah.
But that's the guy who's later becomes, like, the devil,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the devil, yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, anyway. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into what is this movie. I think
what
you already know what this
I
movie is.
I think you know what it is.
Yeah, I think we all know what this is.
But just stick around anyway.
Sure, why not?
I told you she was a lesbian.
Wow. Good call.
Meet Mr. Jonathan. He's bad. He's mean. He's a loving machine.
Oh, Jonathan.
Let him give you a black shampoo. His clientele all kiss and tell.
You tell Mr. Jonathan if he won't do me, nobody will.
He isn't above a labor of love.
Does Mr. Jonathan make house calls?
He's got the touch they love so much.
Hello, ladies. Are they taking good care of all of you?
Artie just didn't have the equipment you have.
He's mad. He's mean. He's a killing machine. Black Shampoo.
A Graydon Clark production starring John Daniels and Tanya Boyd.
From Dimension Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with little crunch berries. Pizzas, we need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, whole lot of water, and onions.
Yeah. That's it.
Interesting. Interesting offer. Let's talk about that just for a minute.
Like, okay.
Because we were talking about who was turned down for roles.
Actors have turned down.
Yeah, it all started with the you were saying
we're talking about Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Well, you said remember Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck was in some of these.
Oh, because Super Beast was up in the 70s was on a double feature with another movie called Daughters of Satan, and that was starring Tom Selleck.
And I was like, Tom Selleck.
Well, this is after he became before he started. He was doing commercials only as hunky guy, and then he got like B movie roles, Terminal Island.
Stallone started out in Death Race 2000.
Well, Stallone is turning porn too, but he went there.
Hunk of burning Italian.
Yeah, movie. Right. Yeah. But anyway, so Selleck did a couple of B movies, Terminal Island and Daughters of Satan in the Philippines, and then he went on to become Magnum PI. And we were talking about that he turned down a role as Indiana Jones. Either he turned it down or CBS.
The studio said, "Don't do that."
Don't do that.
I was like, "Well, thank God, that was a way better movie with Harrison Ford, in my opinion." Nothing against Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
But that role was more of a, I don't know, not a lovable loser, but he didn't have that snark.
No,
that,
he did.
That Harrison Ford did. That,
no.
That I'm too old for this crap, even though he's not even old. Like, there's a lot of them like that. So, when you delve into that, down that rabbit hole of who could have been what, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, all the people that were auditioned for The Godfather. And
yeah,
all
weird stuff. So,
yeah.
All right, well, anyway.
So anyway, getting back to
our movie. Yes, it's...
Which I don't think they had too many people turning it down. I think whoever did it just took it and that was
They never read the script and just showed up. Yes,
yeah, they just said, hey, it's money, it's theatrical, it's the Philippines.
Here we are, whatever,
free
I guess.
Free trip to Manila.
Yeah, free trip to Manila.
Anyway, so... I'm sure it's a lovely
second
place.
Second place is two trips to Manila.
So it's just a lovely place. I like their movies. Anyway, so the female doctor is coming to town, and this other guy is there just trying to explain to her, well, we don't know what it is. These people are acting up. We found a few of them. We got this guy.
Yeah,
and
a little
so
nutty,
We need to cut him up and find out. And then there's a disgusting scene where she's at they cut open like a pig or something like
whatever,
that.
Whatever, intestines falling out all over the place.
You're gross, like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah, wow, look at that sausage.
So she's like, oh, okay, well, we're going to have to do some investigation on this, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, while you're here, let me introduce you to Dr. Rojas. He's like a local dude or whatever. And they didn't find any of the messed up people
yet.
This
is where they drive in and there's all those people leaving the village.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what's going on? And they're talking, and he's like, oh, the beast has hit this village. And then they go, remember, they go and they find, and then they go together in this Jeep. And they find, like, one guy who's still alive is like, oh, a beast attacked me. It was
that's
a man
right,
beast.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, well, we go from here. We had to go in canoes. And so we drove.
Yeah.
So they kind of.
So then they go, like, power rafting, like in Deliverance.
Yeah. Yep. And in Deliverance, instead of Burt Reynolds, it was a waterfall.
It was a waterfall.
Was coming for them and making them squeal like pigs.
So then they get in the waterfall. Aww. All of a sudden, it's like they hit the waterfall and, like, boom, they disappear.
Yes.
And then the next thing you see is she's like. In a room.
In a bed, and you're like, uh-oh,
naked.
We're going to see some nudity. We didn't.
No, we didn't. Anyway, so she's there, and all of a sudden, like...
I demand a rebate. Go ahead, sorry.
we saw Filipino nudity.
Yeah. I guess nudity, you're right, yeah.
Anyway.
Those legal loopholes.
So she wakes up, and there's this, like, angry maid there, like, bringing her some food or cooking a juice or something. She's like, thank you, and she's like, eh. You know, she's like, okay.
You're like, oh, thanks for that.
So then this young guy walks up, and he's like the doctor, you know, and he kind of looks a little bit, Craig Littler is the actor, Grey Poupon guy. He looks a little bit like, you know, that self-help guy, Tony Robbins.
He
you
does
know?
Look like
he
Tony Robbins.
He looks like Tony Robbins, man, with longer hair.
Except like a surfer.
Like a surfer Tony Robbins.
A surfer boy Tony Robbins from like the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. That's this dude. You're like, huh, weird.
So he's like, yeah, hi, I'm Dr. I forgot what his name was.
I'm
anyway,
Dr. Cool Guy.
I'm Dr. Cool Guy, and yeah, we found you. And
it's the mustard.
She goes, oh, well, what about Rojas? I go, no, I didn't find anybody else, just you, but, you know, you're okay, and, you know, we can hang out for a while. You know, she's like, okay. So they give her clothes, blah, 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 you know, so she's there. Where am I? You
this
know,
chick what? Loves denim shirts.
That's all she wore. She wore Levi's
and
a shirt.
I think she was like, I think she must be related to, what's his name? Jay Leno.
Oh.
Denim, just denim everywhere. It's weird.
So he's like, well, you know, she goes, what do you do? She goes, I'm a doctor. And she goes, oh, yeah, really? Oh, well, you know, take a look around or whatever.
Me too. We're the only doctors in this whole country. You know, you're like, wow, weird.
So here's my, you know, I have some patients here. You know, I'm working with, he goes, basically his thing was he's working with like, criminals, like murderers or whatever,
yeah.
That he's trying to figure out a way. He's figured out a formula to give to them to take them back to an earlier stage in their life and see if they can't
not be murderers.
Knock the evil out of them or whatever. So he's like,
instead of using the religion, they're trying to knock the evil out of them with science. You know,
science.
Thomas Dolby tried it; it didn't work for him either.
No, he got blinded.
And then Herbie Hancock had that weird
video.
Anyway,
so then he shows them some of the people. Well, here's Maria, and here's so and so, and. You know, blah, blah, blah.
And at this point, you're not sure what's going on. She's not sure, and we're not sure, because it seems kind of like on the up and up, which these always start out where it's on the up and up, you know.
He's a pretty friendly dude.
Yeah, he's rocking it. He's a surfer dude. He's probably pretty cool. And the one guy is carving a little peace sign and gives to her. No one's being rapey. Nothing weird's going on right now, you know. So she's just kind of looking around.
Right.
And then... then she sees one of the guys in the cage looking all little cavemanish and nutty.
Yeah, yeah. She goes,
she's like, hey, what do you think this is about?
Yeah,
you
what's
know?
All this? And he's like, well, you know, there's these experiments that I'm doing, and some of them were...
sometimes they don't work out so good.
Sometimes they don't work out, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh.
Now she's like, oh, that's the beast that people are seeing.
Yeah.
So she makes the connection. Oh, these are kind of like... are the now, and I don't think at this point she knows that he's making them.
No.
I think she's like, there is the beast, and maybe he's trying to cure him.
She doesn't
have that exact, like, he's making these things. She's thinking, well, maybe he catches them and cages them, and he's trying to save them, too, because he's saving the criminals.
Yeah.
Through crocheting and carving peace signs and drugs. So
yeah, so she's there, and she's like, you know, he's whining and dining her, and she's like, she's like looking around, like the laboratory.
That odd scene when there's that dinner scene where she's sitting there, and he's like, "Tell me about music, and tell me about
tell me about like America."
Because he's from California, but he hasn't been there for years because he's been exiled and for being crazy. So she's like, "Oh, I'm from California too," and he's like, "Well, tell me about, you know, what about movies and music? What about pop culture? I live in this jungle." what's happening? It was that swinging music that was happening when
right.
I left.
What's that news? That's that rock and roll thing that I hear yeah. coming into play. So while they're at dinner, is this when like all of a sudden Jerkface shows up?
Yeah, the guy from the plane. He's looking through these drapes, smoking a big cigar, which immediately you would smell a weird cigar.
Yeah.
Like, the whole jungle knows where that guy is because of that cigar, but whatever. So he's just in there going, muh-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, looking at them. And then he kind of skulks backwards, and you don't know why he's there even, you know.
Yeah, right. So all of a sudden he shows up, and he goes, what's she doing here? And he's he's like, well, you know, she was washed up. And he goes, like, she's like, don't I know you? It's like, and he calls the guy over. You got to get rid of her, you know.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a trailer break. We'll be back with what's his deal?
What's the story?
And what's the story with all this? You'll find out soon.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
The stretch across the silver screen. And comfort all her friends. To fill the generation gap with
Marlon Brando,
Richard Burton,
James Coburn,
Walter Matthau,
and Ringo Starr
in the sweetest little movie this side of Psychopathia Sexualis.
Good grief.
Candy, a Selma Pictures presentation from the Cinerama Releasing Corporation in color. Candy.
The world's most agreeable girl.
But is she faithful?
Only to the book.
Candy
has been rated R.
Which is to say simply that teenagers 16 or under will be admitted with consenting adults.
Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
All right, so now this guy, the hunter guy, now we find out what he really is. This guy's a hunter. And you know what he hunts? The beasts that this guy creates, and he lays this all out on the line, because at this point the gal's kind of still hot for a surfer Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh wait, you're making these things, because he starts just going, now we have to kill her because she knows you're making these beasts and I'm murdering these beasts. And I'm thinking, I don't think she knew that until you spilled the beans.
And we find out, too, that the reason that Dr. Tony Robbins has this place is because the hunter guy's bankrolling him.
Yeah, and he lays it all out. Like, he's like, I came to Manila, and I was looking around for, like, oh, I wanted to be, like, this great doctor. And then I couldn't find anyone to finance me. And then this guy finally said he would. He's a rich cattle rancher from Texas. And you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's like, and his one caveat was, I get to murder all the people that don't make it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you talking about? Like, whatever, you know.
And then the evil hunter guy talks about, oh, you should see all my trophies. Look at this huge trophy room. I was like, wow, what, boy, were their heads?
Yeah, probably. And then they find out that cop is in on it. Vic Diaz is fine with it.
Vic Diaz is on it, and then he sets it up. He goes, hey, I set it up already for you. I already told everybody that she died in like a waterfall accident or whatever, you know.
So he's already going to murder her. And you're
you know, there's no problem with her or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, so I'm stuck here and I'm going to get killed.
Yeah, and Tony Robbins is kind of smooth over like, hey, wait, I want a piece of this action. Don't kill her.
Yeah, hey, you know. Wait until like, you know, whatever.
Wait until after sexy time, then kill her. So he didn't say that, but he kind of said that.
He kind of implied it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was going to kill her. I just think he just kind of like, you know. But anyway, so she's like getting the idea of what's going on. So that night, when they're all sleeping, she kind of takes off and goes into the laboratory. And that's when she sees like, you know, one of the caveman looking dudes or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Because she's like, oh, yeah, you know, she was kind of like, oh, what are we, what is this guy? What are you? And he doesn't talk ever, I think.
Right.
He does
like,
something that you're like, oh, she's. He was making a connection with her.
Yeah. So, and then while that's going on, she also steals some of the formula.
Right.
And she brings it in and puts it in her room under the bed or whatever. And then the next day, she's like, you know, and then he has that weird dream like that with that guy. And that was bizarre.
That confused me a little because at first then I thought she was letting him out, but she never let him out. It was just in this dream that she's having sex with this caveman, and you're like,
and then
what?
He's like, and then at the end, she turns around, and he's like, they're in her bed. She's like, and then she wakes up.
You're like, what are we doing here? So like, why am I getting an Inception about a caveman sex scene? I don't want any of this. I don't want this, you know.
But, well, you know, they had to do something to make the movie interesting.
I guess. So. And that's what it was. It was something to be like, because they wanted her to appear, like, sexy, although there was nothing sexy about her. Like, she was just, like, a doctor lady, you know? Like, but they wanted people to go, oh, wow, you know, this sex tension between the two guys, like, her and Tony Robbins, surfer dude, you know? And you're like, eh. But, whatever, so...
So, anyway, so the next day, she's there, and she's, like, talking to the doctor, and he goes away. I think he goes away to talk with the hunter guy, and while he's gone, she goes and she puts... like the formula in his like coconut milk or whatever.
Because she sees where this is going.
And he actually, before that, I think he shows her slides of what's going on.
He went all Al Davis on her and started his presentation showing her all this stuff like that.
This is so-and-so. This is what happened. This one didn't work
this
out.
This is Dr. Klein. He is on a clandestine thing.
Yeah. So she sees what's going on. So then like after that's over, he goes out to talk to
the hunter guy.
They were sitting in their lounge or whatever. So he goes and talks to him, and then she goes and she grabs the formula and she puts it in Tony Robbins' coconut.
And I was like, why wouldn't you put it in the hunter's guy?
That's what I'm thinking. I didn't think she was gonna MF him.
Why wouldn't you kill the guy that wants to murder you right off the bat?
But like, then you later find out why. And it's a bad conclusion or whatever. So she puts it in, and then she sits down, and he drinks it, and she starts talking to the hunter guy, and while she's drinking, all of a sudden the guy starts like, he starts like going nuts and starts stuffing every bit of food in his mouth. He's like eating the whole place up or whatever.
I think he did that just so he could have the stuff in his cheeks and no one would be like, why is there stuff in that guy's cheeks? Like, he probably just did that and then was like, okay, now I don't need that makeup. And I've shoved bread rolls into my cheeks and let's go. Let's keep
this is
rolling.
Like, it's called the method. I'm method acting.
I'm method, man.
All of a sudden,
I'm not method, man. I mean, I'm all method. Man.
So anyway, so like all of a sudden he turns into a beast, and then they go, "What's going on?" And he goes like, "I don't know what's happening to me. What's happening?" And she's like, "Well,
might have slipped some."
It looks like somebody gave me the formula, but instead of giving me like the early version of it, which just kind of like regresses you a bit, they gave me the full beast formula or whatever. You know, so now he's super beast. You know,
this one's marked super beast, and this one's marked cure. You might want to give him. I don't know. Well, whatever. Yeah. Just do whatever. You know.
So she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know." And so he's like, all of a sudden, he's like turning into like, you know, the wolf man or the ape man or whatever. So he's like, turns around and he's like, so he goes on a rampage.
And that's exactly what he does. He goes
all Quasimodo and he throws her around and like she's knocked out. And then he goes into starts chasing the doctor. And the doctor's like, okay, great. Now this is going to be the best. He goes, this is great. Now I get the super beast or whatever, you know.
Because at one point he was like, oh yeah, that one was really fast. He was great. I don't know what he was in his former life. He must have been like a construction worker or something. He was really strong, but some of them have been so easy to kill.
So now
they were office workers.
So now the S is hitting the F. There he runs out.
The F is hitting the F.
He also Vic Diaz shows up and he kills Vic Diaz the hunter shot Vic Diaz. Diaz.
The hunter goes like all postal. He just starts murdering everyone. He's like, well, time to wrap this up and light it on fire, you know.
So then he's chasing, you know, the doctor, and then they run into the lab and they have a big old fight or whatever, and so the doctor kills, you know, the hunter guy. Okay, now he's done. So then the doctor goes back into his laboratory, and he's going to try to see if he can take the cure to regress him back. Right. And the lady's there with him, like, you know, she's looking at him, and he's like, you know, basically, you know, and she's like, hey, I don't know what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Sorry, dude.
So he like gets all super beast crazy, and he destroys the whole lab.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well...
Put that in your back pocket, because this is going to come around to instant karma's going to get you.
Actually, that speech that she gave to him wasn't at that point. It was at the very end of the movie. I screwed that up.
That's all right,
He doesn't
though.
Know what happened. So finally, he destroys the whole the laboratory, and then it cuts, and then all of a sudden the next scene you see is like the you know the doctor and these three you know these three patients are walking across this long bridge that they showed before.
Yeah.
Like this long like man-made little handmade rickety bridge.
And he totally goes Indiana Jones.
Right. To go to the other side of the island, and like they get to the other side and she turns to him and she goes, "Look, you know, I cured these guys.
Yeah.
These guys are not cured and we're leaving, you know." Now I got it confused. No, she told him after he turned into Super Beast what happened. Now when they're on the bridge, they come to the end of the bridge and you find out that she's with the three patients and she goes,
"Oh, yeah.
Well, they're cured now, so we're going," and
he was like, "Oh," because he's looking at her and they're cured, and he just went psycho on his lab, flipped everything over. So that means he just destroyed his cure.
Yeah.
So instant karma has gotten him already.
And he's like he's got like a Hulk looking face and a skinny body. You know, they didn't have enough to give him like the entire super body, beast body. They didn't give him the face. So
he's just some dude that got stung by bees and he's allergic.
Pretty much.
You know,
yeah.
And his face is all puffy.
So he's like, like Igor. Okay.
And then they leave, and then she looks back and he goes Indiana Jones on this rope bridge and cuts it and it falls. The end.
Super. Yeah, you're 100% right. I go, why didn't she do that to the hunter? Why did she do it to the doctor?
He was the good guy. He's not
good-ish.
A good guy. He's good. He's better than the guy who's murdering
people.
He
was better than the other guy, but it was like, I guess it's like, so who the writer said, well, that's too trite or whatever.
Yeah,
I guess. Figured, okay, so let's say it's the hunter is a super beast. Who's going to kill him?
They could have went both. She could have put him in all the coconuts,
and
everyone went crazy. And then now you have a hunter who's nuts running around with a gun, and you have a super beast who's nuts running around being super beast. That could have been a grand end. I think the ending was probably like budgetary limitations or like.
Oh yeah,
I don't think we can pull this off, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Have Vic Diaz run around as a super beast too. They'd be like,
everybody's like, oh god.
Dare to dream. What could have been?
What
you know?
Been,
what could have been?
Well, yeah. Who knows?
So the end. He's left to his own devices in this little.
He cuts the rope bridge. The rope bridge, so nobody can get to.
Cut off from society. You know, just living in his own crazy town.
In the world that he made.
Ah.
I guess he was equally as bad as a doctor because he was allowing the hunter to go and kill these patients.
Now, that's
or
one of those things I would say. You know, I have mixed. I sometimes I go inside my own little brain with these things. I was watching this thing and I was like, that'd be kind of cool if you have your own, like, entire village. And I was like, but not really, because you don't have air conditioning or Netflix or anything. So you could, like, have your own little paradise in the middle of this jungle. But the reality is your paradise is only going to, like, you know.
You're going to have to go out and kill critters.
It wouldn't be that great, really. Like, you could live like a king in the jungle.
And the Philippines, according to King Don, is even hotter than here.
Yeah. And for someone who's eyeing up a trip up north to get away from the heat, that's probably not.
Yeah, you're going from one extreme to another.
I sure am. I live life on the extreme, man.
Yeah, man.
To the limit. To the limit is a joke I am saying now because I watched that horrible movie with Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, God.
To the limit, which was terrible.
Oh, boy.
You know, actually, when she died, it was funny. I was at work. I just got a look. Sally the beer wench is often sitting in the room while I'm self-imposing torture on myself, watching the worst movies in the world. Those are just for fun. Those aren't even for the show. And To the Limit broke her. She couldn't. It was so bad. She's like, why are you doing this? You know.
There have been times and through not necessarily for movies, either football games or something. That I've literally thought about taking my shoe and busting the TV. You know?
Well, those are the movies I watch now, even in my spare time.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this? What are you going to give this
one? I'm going to be so charitable. This is going to be crazy. I'm going to give this because I think it's just a comic book goofy movie. I'll give it a 6.5. I don't know if I'm going to go to a 7, but somewhere in that
then
range.
Then I'll go a 6. I didn't hate it.
It's all right.
I didn't love it.
It was worth watching.
It was pretty funny.
It's comic booky.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And I had a quality about it. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. There was something endearing about it, even though there was nothing endearing about it. You know what I mean? Like, so it was all right.
Yeah.
So all right, that's it for this week. We both say like, check recommend, you know, check it out. Super Beast, or from me, check out El Super Beasto. Okay. And that's it for this week. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we will see you next week for who knows what kind of shenanigans. I will say it's probably not going to be from the Philippines, because...